AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The police chief in San Bernardino, California, says investigators found an arsenal of bombs and bullets today when they went to the house of the man who, along with his wife, killed 14 of his co-workers at a holiday party before they were gunned down in a police shootout.
There were 12 pipe bomb type devices found in that house or in the garage to that house. There were also hundreds of tools, many of which could be used to construct IEDs or pipe bombs.
Police Chief Jared Burkwan says thousands of rounds of ammunition were also found in the house. One of Syed Farouk's neighbors says he saw some activity at the house from time to time.
There was always a lot of people coming and going, mostly men, though. I don't ever remember seeing women.
Another neighbor says the attackers are villains who do not represent the Muslim religion.
These people, they represent themselves, and they're really, really true criminals, and they're all over the world, not only in America.
California Governor Jerry Brown is delaying his trip to the International Climate Conference in Paris to visit San Bernardino. In the meantime, Carlos Ortiz, the father of a worker who was shot 5 times, says his son is having trouble dealing with what happened.
He's still, shocked about the whole thing, and he's mentioned a couple of times he doesn't want to go back, he doesn't want to work there, he wants to quit.
President Obama not only ordered flags on the White House and other government buildings lowered to half staff today, but also remembered the victims at tonight's lighting of the national Christmas tree on the Ellipse.
Their loss is our loss, too, for we're all one American family.
The FBI is treating the mass shooting as a potential act of terrorism, but an official says the Bureau has not come to any conclusion yet. This is AP Radio News. A Michigan church is hoping that all the excitement over Star Wars can grow its congregation this coming Christmas season.
Life Church near Saginaw is giving away 300 tickets to see Star Wars The Force Awakens when it opens later this month. In the first of several Star Wars sermons, Pastor Jonathan Heron compared their prophecy that Luke Skywalker would save the galaxy to the Bible's prophet Isaiah.
Because this guy accurately predicted the promise of God that a rescuer is coming, better than any Skywalker in your book.
There's also a Create Your Own Lightsaber activity, free photos with a stormtrooper, and Star Wars merchandise giveaways for kids. I'm Steve Coleman.
Wet and cloudy weather prevented NASA from resuming commercial deliveries at the space station today. It's been nearly 8 months since the last shipment arrived. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.